welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Love Talk Radio.
All right. Guess what? It's Election Day. I've been out there posting a few things and had a little bit of feedback, which, you know, we always want feedback. We always want communication. We never want someone to kind of wander off that might have questions or thoughts, or even your voice is important. You know, these founding fathers, when they, you know, when they laid out this Bill of Rights and gave you the right to, you know, free speech, right to say what you want. Now, you ought to be able to say what you want, but now when you start attacking other people, then it's a little different, of course. But I want to tell you where we're at in human history now, the way that I understand the Bible. The only thing left in this thing is for Jesus to come back and to take the church out of here. If Jesus were to come back today and take the church out of here, we would be looking, or those that are left behind would be looking at 7 years of tribulation. Now, you can read about this if you want over here in the book of Revelation, but I want to give you a summary on it today. I want to tell you how this is going to play out. There's many churches don't like to talk about the book of Revelation. There's, you know, and I read over there in the end of the book there, I think it's chapter 21, it says don't take away and don't add to the book. And, you know, you need to find, there's too many scholars and there's too many millions of dollars being spent to understand this Bible for you not to try to seek to understand it all. All right. Now, there'll be a lot of things, and we can get into what's debatable and, you know, the weaker brother and the stronger brother. But my job, I've accepted the job as a pastor of a church, of a pastor of my community. I've accepted the job that I'm going to tell you the truth as far as this Bible goes. I'm not into this thing to support the Republican Party. I'm not into this thing to support the Democrat Party. But I'm here to tell you, you better pay attention to what's going on and wake up out there, Christian. I'm telling you, there's a group of people that are still wanting to keep God in things, that still want to honor the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, because guess what? I believe that was God ordained. I believe he set it up that way because 56 men relied on God for deliverance because their lives were going to be required of them if this thing would have failed. So there you have it. But let me bring you to where we are today. In the history of all that we know, human history as we know it is over any time God wants to come back and take the church out of here. You better identify with the local church. You better get saved. You don't want to be left behind for this tribulation period. And that's the thing that, you know, people think, well, my politics are important. It gets me my job. My politics are important because grandma was a Democrat or a Republican or whatever. Listen, Jesus has to be first in this stuff. When you go down this list to figure out what you're going to do, Jesus is expecting you to use everything in your power to make the right decision. It's the same thing on this thing called salvation. It is a personal relationship with you and Jesus Christ. You have got to do this thing on your own between you and Jesus. I see so much crazy out here. Grandpa's a deacon or dad's the preacher, you know, or I'm a trustee or I'm a deacon. You know, that is nothing. If you don't personally have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to be left behind when the church goes out of here. Now, here it is. It talks about in the Bible that we as Christians, while we're walking around here, we're going to expect some and have some persecution. Jesus said, they hated me, they will hate you. They killed me, or, you know, they tried to kill me, and Jesus lays his life down. But the deal was they wanted him dead, okay? It just happened that it went along with God's will and God's plan. But at the end of the day, people are going to want Brooke Lunsford dead. They're going to get tired of hearing Brooke Lunsford talk about this liberal crap of people supporting abortion, of pushing all these other gay rights and different things on people. It's not part of what God's plan is. It's not part of the family. From the beginning of time with Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, it was one man, one woman, one lifetime. Now, Let's go on, because we'll never get it all done. But tribulation, okay, is going to come, this seven-year period of history. Now, let me break this thing down for you. If we were Bible scholars, we could look back in the time of Daniel and see where he spoke about the abomination of desolation, or desolation, however you want to pronounce it, okay? This time, there is a 70-week prophecy that Daniel gave us, and at this current time, 490 days, guess what? All of it has been accomplished but 7 years' worth. So that's where we come up with the seven-year tribulation period. So this 70th week of Daniel, which is still left to come, talks about the world system, talks about Rome getting powerful again, still being a kingdom, it's still out there, you know, there's still little remnants of people that were going to be able to come together here, okay? And I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to get your attention to see this political stuff. You better pay attention to it. We're going to be held accountable as Christians if we don't investigate and pay attention and do the things that we're supposed to be doing. And that's just the way it is. Let me explain to you about this great period of tribulation. Talks about a time when a cruel reign of the beast, this beast will come out of the sea. Maybe it's coming out of nowhere. Maybe it's, you know, coming out of something you didn't see or out of a scary place, but it's talked about in Revelation 13:1. And it talks about at the beginning of the final 3.5-year period, this beast who has held control for 3.5 years and done all these good things, all of a sudden changes. Boy, does that sound like the politics of the day? Somebody will tell you one thing and then do another, or somebody doesn't have the backbone to stand up and do the things that they promised you they would do because they're on the wrong side, because they've identified a certain way, you see, to get somewhere, and then they thought that they could stand up and they can't do it when push comes to shove. So there's where we're at in this thing. So at the end of this 3.5-year period, the covenant is broken with the Jewish people, God's chosen people. That's what made the Antichrist come on the scene and appear to have all the answers. See, someone is coming. Can you look at the chaos of the world and just think about somebody coming on the scene right now? Look at Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, whatever you want to do, but he's still done some things. And he's still calling on the name of the Lord, and he's still putting God's agenda out there. You say, I don't believe he's saved. I have no clue. But I know that throughout the Bible that God uses wicked people to do his will. God uses good people to do his will. God uses men. He uses women. He uses children. He uses black. He uses white. He uses everybody according to his purpose and his will. And it's nothing for God to do this if he's using Donald Trump to accomplish his will of keeping godly things in the forefront out here. Because God has got to stay out front. He will not be co-God with anybody. And that's just the way it is. So the cruel reign of this beast at the end of the first 3.5-year period, this time is broken. Okay, the contract with the Jewish people is broken. Okay, now there's a reestablishment of the temple and worship, okay? Now, this Antichrist has shown himself in the temple demanding to be worshipped as God. Are you getting this? See, there's going to come a period of time on earth where the evil is so bad and the world system is so sold out to it that you're going to be required to worship this beast. All right? Now, here's the deal. The great wrath of God that's going to be turned loose, that's talked about here in Revelation 12:12, gives power to the beast like nothing's ever been given on anything on this earth. And why is it? It's because everybody has had an opportunity to come to Jesus Christ and have a personal relationship and miss out on this period of time. But guess what they've done? They said no. We're not interested in fanatics like Lunsford that are teaching us about Jesus. We're not interested in the Bible because it's an old history book. There's nothing about it. I'm just not interested. Well, let me tell you something. Be interested or not interested, here is the truth according to the Word of God. Now, where are we in this? Well, there's going to be a big old bunch of demons doing things that haven't been done since Jesus walked on the earth. And if you recall, the demons were pretty active in those days. But the power that is given here, and you can read about it in Revelation 13, verses 4 and 5, there's unprecedented activity. Now you go back to Revelation 9, verses 2, and look at verse 11 and verse 20. The power of God is that God said, look, you all wanted to see what evil was like. Here it is. There's no mention of mercy. Now, there's still going to be some people. There's still going to be a remnant of people, and we'll get to it here in a minute. But when we get over here to Revelation 16 and these judgments start coming out on things, when a third of the world's population is killed, when a third of the waters turn to blood, you can't drink water with blood in it. Next thing you know, you're going to have the frogs and the locusts, and look back over there, and I think it's Exodus chapter 10 when the plagues start to hit Egypt. Egypt is a form of the world. The plagues are coming back. The time when you're going to find it impossible to be able to live in peace. Jesus said, woe unto those that give suck in those days. Woe unto the mothers that are trying to feed their children. The animals of the woods, because of the forest being destroyed, they're going to come out of the woods looking for something to eat. By then, they will probably have taken your guns, so you won't even be able to defend yourself in many cases. So the tribulation period is a period where some will still be saved. But for the most part, you see, you're talking about people getting saved during that period of time are going to be the Jewish people. 144,000 are sealed to preach, right? We can look back there in Revelation 7, verses 1 through 4, and see that, well, you're going to have some Gentiles saved, and that'd be good too, right? So there is a great tribulation coming, okay? The church is gone. The great tribulation will be, and here it is, it's written, okay? At the end of the seven-year period, Jesus Christ will return in glory, okay? And set up the battle of Armageddon, and the evil of the world will come into a position at the direction of Satan and be trying to fight the Almighty God of the universe. Folks, this is how crazy it gets. You can't stand against God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's beyond his creation that he created. This is insanity. I mean, I hate to be the one to tell you, but we look at silly stuff and we say, well, that's on them. Or we look at trouble in our community and say, well, you know, I knew that them people were trouble. Or we let things go and we let it say, you know, we just pretend it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, it's all going to end up mattering. Because it festers to a point that there is a battle of Armageddon. Then the God of love, Jesus Christ himself, comes back to earth at the battle of Armageddon, and the blood is as deep as a horse's bridle bit. Folks, I don't want to be here on that. I don't want to be on the losing end of this thing. Now, let's take a good look at this. Where are we? Well, let's take all the way back through human history. When God had Moses write down the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Numbers, right? Did I get five of them? Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Leviticus. There we go. So God has Moses write these things down 1,500 years before Jesus. And it encompasses up until Jesus this time of full 4,000 years of human history. Now, you and I sit here at a period of time where we're near the end of 6,000 years of human history, because we know it's been 2,000 years since Jesus has gone to prepare a place for those who love him and believe in him. So where are we at in this today? It could be today. If you can't look at society and see how degraded it is, or the degradation, or however you want to pronounce the world, or how morally messed up things are, you've got your head in the sand. You've got to start paying attention if you say you're a Christian. Because guess what? If we go out of here and your lost loved ones are left behind, or we quit saying what's true, listen, this is a beautiful public forum on Facebook. Well, you ought to stay off Facebook, you ought to do it. You ought to shut up is what you ought to do. Because it's reaching people that don't come to church. It might be reaching people who come to church but still don't know. Because there's a day coming and the Christian will not be here. The Holy Spirit will not be here. And the fact that all of this is wiped away and all of us are going out of here, there's not going to be a bunch of people in the world that are going to be yelling, hey, let's get saved. It's easy right now to believe in Jesus Christ. It's easy. You have an opportunity to come to Jesus, an opportunity to be saved today, an opportunity to know you're going to miss out on the worst part of human history. Because that 7 years of tribulation, it is at the end of the sixth day, and at the end of 6 days, then it's over. But there's still that period to go through. That period is still right now. I don't care if you like me. Don't care if you hate me. That's not my concern. My concern is telling you Jesus loves you. Jesus had a death, a burial, and a resurrection. The Bible talks about without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins, which is the forgiveness of sin. Jesus had to do all that he did. He was the sinless Lamb of God. I was reading about that a little bit this morning. They would take that lamb to make sure it was without a blemish into their house and feed it and take care of it like we would a dog or a cat for 4 days. Now, if you've ever had children, they get attached real quick to animals. Can you imagine what the children thought when it was time to sacrifice the lamb? It's to give us a view that somebody shed his blood for us, and that somebody was Jesus. And all this stuff is interrelated. We want to say separation of church and state. I don't see that anywhere in the Constitution. I don't see anywhere where anything is separated and equal with God in the Bible. So if you are worshiping your political system today, hang in there, because your father, the devil, is on his way. And he's got the wrath of God with him, and he'll use you now. Just like he did the Nazi Germans. The atrocities, man, oh man. The sadness, the heartbreak, the amazing things that were done to human beings. All why? Because there's an element of evil in the world, and we're the last of the last. There's some good countries around the world, but we are the last country that is willing to go anywhere in the world to try to do the right thing. And our reputation has been lacking. But we're making a little bit of a comeback because we're saying what we mean, we're meaning what we say, and we're going when it's time to go. Listen, I don't know what Trump is. I don't know if he's saved, but I know that he's doing the things that a leader has to do. I was reading another thing, and I know you say, well, you're just bashing Democrats, but I'm just trying to get you to understand. You know, it said in the national platform for the Democratic Party that one of their things was to take the money from the rich, you know, take money from people who are making it and give it to the poor, You know, and if you really go through, don't take my word for this. Go look at the National Democratic Platform. Where's the incentive from taking it from somebody who's working for it and giving it to someone who don't? Oh, the poor, the Democrats are for the poor. Well, that's not really necessarily true either, because guess what? Without business, there's no money to support anybody. And I'm just telling you right this second, you really have to wise up and start paying attention to the things that are going on. God will not bless the United States of America as long as we're killing 40 million babies. As long as we continue to promote that. If you just take that and the homosexual thing, those are two of the things God hates more than anything. And if you identify with that group in any way, it says in 1 Thessalonians there at the end of it, I think it's chapter 5, abstain from all appearances of evil. If you've got Democrat beside your name and you claim to be a Christian, you better be careful. Well, the Republicans are just as bad. They may be. But they're still identifying with Jesus Christ. They're still identifying with this Constitution, which was set up by God himself. I believe it. I can look in each of those first opening paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence, and those writers said, we're relying on the divine providence of God. We're relying on the creator of the universe. We believe that God's in control of this situation. And there's where it is. And they're trying, the devil is trying to tear down this Constitution. He's trying to say that everything is okay. And the more that you dilute something, the less powerful that it becomes. Listen, I'm going to leave this world. I'm 51 years old. I'm leaving this place. I'm just telling you. I mean, it might be today. Somebody might shoot me in the head for my political beliefs. And I praise God if they do. Because there's a special reward for those that died for Jesus Christ. I hope I've got the courage to stand up when the pain and the suffering starts. But while I still can, and while I'm guaranteed some certain rights, like the ability of free speech, I'm going to tell you, you need Jesus, and you need to be saved, and you need to put everything away that doesn't have Jesus first. And if you'll put Jesus first, all these other things are going to come to you. Oh, you're guaranteeing me to be rich? Nope. You're guaranteeing me a new car? Nope. You're guaranteeing me a new job? No. I'm not guaranteeing you anything but eternal life, because Jesus promises that. He doesn't promise anybody anything other than that. Now, he promises you, if you grow as a Christian, that you're going to accept life as it is, and there's going to be good and there's going to be bad. And if you learn to praise the Lord in both instances, you'll be a blessed person. If all you ever do is cry, why me, why me, why me, you're going to have problems. That's just the way it goes. Now, I'm telling you right now, you go any direction you want to go from here. You get mad, pout, whatever. I have no idea. I don't see your emails where you log on or who logs on. I have no clue. But if I'm right, Jesus Christ is the most important thing in the world. And here's what I know from 20 years of being saved. Jesus is the most important thing. Jesus has changed my life. He's given me a purpose that I didn't have and didn't want, to be completely honest with you. But it's going to last for an eternity. The fact that it's going to last for an eternity should get me so excited that I cannot see straight. All of this other stuff is just, all of this other stuff is just plumb crazy. So I'm begging you, take a real good look and realize Jesus has a plan for your life. I'm hoping and praying that you get there before it's too late. Have a great day.